A weak bubble of high pressure is building slowly across the Great Lakes. That area of high pressure will continue to push off to the east and will control our weather for about the next 24 hours. Oftentimes, when high pressure comes in, we see skies clear out nicely, and that's really not the case this time around, as there's plenty of low-level moisture that is trapped and it's keeping it rather gray across the area. So this afternoon, clouds have been rather stubborn, though there have been a few breaks of sunshine. And despite the cloudiness, temperatures are above normal levels, with many areas reaching the 40-degree mark this afternoon. Moving into tonight, high pressure will continue to control the weather, but will keep it mainly gray, and as temperatures dip down below freezing and some areas of fog form, there is the potential for some icy spots to form. So keep that in mind if you are out on the roads tonight into tomorrow morning, as the freezing fog is going to be a possibility. Moving into tomorrow, we'll have a blend of clouds and sunshine through the day as that high-pressure area slowly drifts off to the east, and we'll see an area of stormy weather approach from the south into tomorrow afternoon. So we'll see clouds fill in, especially south of Albany, as we work through the second half of the day tomorrow, and a few showers are possible south of Albany before the day is through. Temperatures tomorrow will again be on the mild side, running around 40 degrees on average across the region. And then by tomorrow night, as that area of rain lifts to the north, we all have the chance to see a few showers. And with temperatures near freezing in spots, there may even be some patches of freezing rain. Now, as that area of rain comes at us, it will weaken tomorrow night. So by Saturday, basically it'll dry up. And we're looking at a day that will be mainly dry and somewhat bright. At least we'll see some sunshine on Saturday. It'll be a mild day, though, with temperatures up into the 40s once again, and we'll keep it in the 40s as we wrap up the weekend on Sunday. A quick check on the drought, as the latest drought monitor was released this morning, and there's really no big change. Much of our area remains abnormally dry or in moderate drought. There are pockets of severe drought and extreme drought through portions of western Massachusetts, Connecticut, and also the mid and lower Hudson Valley. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant, high 35 to 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant, high 35 to 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of late-day showers, with highs in the lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, areas of fog, low 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 40. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, with highs in the lower to mid-40s, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 38 to 44. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.